Welcome to Accounting Influencers, the podcast for accounting leaders and influencers who want to know exactly what makes the good firms great and the great accountants world class. Let's get today's show started with your host and founder of the BD Academy, Rob Brown.
And welcome to the show. I'm thrilled to have with me today, head of the Rain Group in the UK, it's Ravi Fernandez. Hello, sir.
Hello. How are you today, Rob?
We're splendid. And Ravi, some people may not know your background, your journey. Just tell us a bit about how you got into this business and what you do now.
Yeah, I'm currently the CEO for UK and Ireland at Rain Group, where I'm responsible for the growth of the business. And how I got here, I've tried and cut the long story short, but early career in consulting, sales and marketing, partner management, commercial negotiation. So a reasonably wide business career. But I had a real good opportunity to do a secondment, you know, with the learning and development arm of the business I was in at the time. I was running sales and account management teams. I just fell in love with learning and development. The impact you can have on individuals and through that to teams and organizations was so huge. It literally just turned a light bulb on in my head, you know, and I just fell in love with the area. And a few years later, I had the opportunity to leave corporate life. I set up my own business in the area, training and consulting business, which did well. Very boutique, very focused on sales performance. And we grew that. I sold that after a number of years, joined another learning and development company, Insights Learning and Development, who are quite a large global business, as COO. And there I learned a lot about growing businesses in this area, right? So that's kind of the journey that eventually, long story short, brought me to Rain Group.
Was that the short story?
That's Oh, you wait for the long one.
Okay. Well, listen, I've admired Rain for a long time. You put out some incredible stuff around sales and business development. But you tell us what you liked about Rain and what you guys do, Ravi.
Yeah, I love learning and development. I love the fact that you can impact organizations by impacting individuals. So that's one thing. The second thing is that I'm a great believer in driving growth and performance in businesses. And one of the best ways to do that is through the whole area of sales performance, right? How do you get out there, connect with customers, build business, grow business, deliver fantastic value to your market? And Rain Group did all of that, yeah, in a good way. The Rain Group philosophy is all based on research, real world stuff, not theoretical concepts. And essentially, we have all the puzzle pieces that allow anybody to build a high performing sales organization. You know, everything from fundamentals of building relationships, having great conversations, through to strategic account management, negotiation, and all of the other good things that you need to pull together to be able to grow business these days. So,
and what does RAIN stand for?
Two parts to that answer. One is the idea of rainmaking, the idea of actually making something wonderful happen, rainmaking. And actually, it was Rainmaking Conversations was the initial book written by the co-founders, John Doerr and Mike Schultz, that was the start of Rain Group. But RAIN also is an acronym for one of our fundamental models, the conversation framework, which is building rapport, the R for rapport,
yeah.
A for aspirations and afflictions that a client might have, I for the impact of those on the client, and N for the new reality. So RAIN is a simple acronym and a model that helps someone have a great conversation, explore with the client their world in order to be able to create a new reality working with that client.
Mm. Now, you work with all kinds of industries and sectors. We're talking about accounting today.
Yeah.
From your expertise in the accounting world, what kind of shape do you feel the accounting profession is in at the moment? What do you see in professional services?
Oh, that's a good question, a big one. In pretty good shape overall. I work with accounting firms on and off. It's by no means the only industry I'm working with, but I think the business is in good shape. The people I meet are generally very motivated, comfortable with the business, and looking forward rather than looking inward, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I think the market is competitive. It's very competitive. The impression I get is that the folks I'm working with across all disciplines in these firms are having to look harder for business growth.
Yeah. Are you finding too that the cost of client acquisition is going up? You have to pay more to get clients.
Without question. That's absolutely right. Yeah. Technical competence, you know, subject matter expertise is no longer enough.
No.
You know, you've got to spend a lot of time properly investing in knowledge of the client, of the market, what they're trying to achieve and so on. And I have to say, Rob, we're still not good, as accounting firms. There's still that reluctance to talk about the S word, i.e. sales. Yeah. Mm. Anything related to that is still a bit of a dirty word there. That's a bit of a challenge.
So Ravi, what can accountants learn from other industries and sectors? What are they doing well and what are they struggling with? I know you mentioned they don't like the word sales, but who does? But what can we learn from the other sectors you're working with?
Yeah, I think the main thing I've learned, and you know what, Rob, it's been the same for years and years. It's not new.
Yeah.
This kind of unrelenting laser focus on the customer.
Right.
First and foremost. And by that, I mean really living in their world, walking in their shoes. So spending time, you know, you talked about the cost of acquisition.
Yeah.
And this is an investment, right? It's a big investment. It means really being there all of the time, whether you're needed or not, so that when there is the need, you are alert to it very early on. But also they understand you as someone who is genuinely interested in their world and therefore is able to come up with ideas, insights, ways forward that are relevant to them and actually help their business. Yeah. So I think that's really one of the key things.
Yeah. Now, with your heritage in learning and development, how coachable, teachable do you feel people like accountants are?
Increasingly so.
Because they have to be, perhaps.
Yeah, I've noticed a significant change in that area. And there is a certain change also with the generation, because I think people are much more comfortable in the current world around this whole area of customers and marketing and all of that. It's the world we live in, right?
Yeah.
And I find the folks that I work with don't come reluctantly. They come with open arms, looking for ideas, looking for ways and means to connect with, grow their relationships. And
yeah, that's good to hear. And I find the same thing. There's a motivation to be in the classroom, if you like, because they know that what got them here won't get them there. They've got to upskill. They've got to increase their commercial acumen. And we know they're technically smart and that they can learn, Ravi, don't they? Because they're highly qualified. They've studied. They've got qualifications. It's a case of taking their skills up from here, isn't it, in things like selling and business development.
That's right. And I think some of it comes from the fact that with technical expertise, you can become very good at that and develop that and apply that without having to get out there and interact with too many people who are outside your comfort zone, right? So that's probably the biggest challenge for some folks. But I personally find when I'm working with teams from accounting firms is when that world is opened up to people, they love it. They actually have a passion for this because it allows them to expand upon their expertise in a much broader, more inspiring way, I would say.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned the word selling earlier. We've talked about business development. Would you give us a couple of definitions, Ravi, so that we're all on the same page? How would you, say, distinguish between sales, business development, and perhaps marketing?
Oh, I think they're all parts of a puzzle that need to come together, right?
Yeah.
And I'm no academic on this front, but marketing is getting out there, getting known, developing your brand, all those good things. I think business development selling is addressing very specific client situations, right? Connecting with someone and helping them create value for their business. I actually turn it on its head, you know, when we have these conversations around the S word in accounting and other professional services firms and say, well, actually, what you're trying to do is help the client make an informed decision which will create value for their business. And isn't that what we do with every kind of expertise we have?
So, sure.
Yeah, especially when you talk about selling in the form of consultative selling, it's a consulting type approach, right?
That's exactly particularly with accountants that are feeling pressure on the compliance side of things with all the automation and the tech. So they need to be more business advisors, perhaps, than the number crunchers.
Absolutely, without question. And I think that's the piece which people need to realize is selling is not this double glazing, push a product, high pressure, try and make someone take something that may or may not be right for them. And by the way, apologies to good double glazing. There are many sales professionals in that field who are great. It's about actually working alongside a client and helping them understand, helping them be educated about possibilities and then make essentially a buying decision that they're comfortable with. We've all heard of buyer's remorse and the risk in buying and all of those things, and we're trying to reduce all of those things.
A good friend of mine, Phil Jones, says that good salespeople are professional mind maker uppers. They help their clients, customers make up their minds.
What a fantastic way to put it. I think that's right. It's mind maker uppers without any looking back or remorse afterwards, right?
Yeah. And what, in your view, Ravi, separates the good professional firms from the great ones?
The great firms are the ones that have realized that technical competence is not enough. Yeah? They're just hiring people who are brilliant at what they do and so on and so on and so on is no longer enough. They actually need to build organizations that understand customers. customers and can flex and change and be agile to customer need. Yeah, we don't just keep turning around the same things again and again for every customer. You can imagine if you really got close to your customer and understood what they're trying to achieve, the level and effectiveness of your advice would grow tenfold. And I think that's what separates the great ones.
And if you look at the way we've sold and done business development over the years, has it changed much? Are we still doing what we used to do? What works now as opposed to what worked in the past?
Yeah, I think there is a lot of doing what we used to do. There's the comfort zone piece, you know? And quite often the comfort zone sits in two places, interestingly. One is relationship.
Yeah.
You know, let's just have nice chats and everything else and something will happen eventually. And the other one is product service, yeah? Where we continuously are pushing forward expertise in those areas. They're kind of two sides of the approach. Clients are much more informed now. They don't need you to turn up and tell them about what you do. They pretty much know the basics of what you do, and there's a high level of expectation.
So has the way professional firms grow and win business and stand out changed over the years?
I think the ones that are successful, they have changed, and it's this piece of not just growing relationships and pitching what you have, but turning it around into much more of that consultative approach I've talked about. And it's actually beyond consultative, you see, because at Rain Group, we have a thing we call insight selling. And insight selling, and there is a book, by the way, I'll plug that now, which is not written by me, written by our founders. Insight selling is about educating and inspiring the client with new ideas and perspectives, right? Yeah. Things that they would not have thought about, left to their own devices, because we come with a wide range of expertise based on not only our technical knowledge, but also experience of working with other clients in the industry and so on. And that essentially is where the good firms are going, yeah, bringing more than is expected. Not just answering the question that's posed by the client in front of you, but actually taking the client further. I always use this quote, and apologies if you've heard it, but I think Henry Ford said, if I had asked people what they wanted for better transport, they would have said a faster horse.
Yeah,
we only know what we know, right? So somebody has to come to break the mold, disrupt thinking.
But where do these insights and perspectives come from? How does the accountant develop that?
And I think it's being someone who's a customer-focused business person first and a technical expert second. What I mean by that is someone who is widely read about what's going on in the industry that they're working in, but also wider, what's going on in the business world, the great trends, all of those kinds of things. Because insight doesn't happen with you sitting down one day and saying, I am now going to develop some insight.
Yes.
It actually comes out of the blue because your mind's been working at it with all of this stuff going on, right?
Yeah.
So if in your mind you've got all of this plus also an understanding of the client, etc., every now and then I guarantee it you will have an aha moment, right? Something you can't wait to share with your client. Say, you know, I need to ring John up at XYZ firm because I've got the most brilliant idea to talk to him about. Yeah, and I think that's what it is. Be broad, be widely read.
And we know that the ability to upskill and learn is important for today's modern professionals. What does training and people development look like in the good firms, Ravi?
It is a mixture of wide programs that cater for business need, meaning we as a business are looking to grow this way, develop this way, move into these areas. So there's a sort of wider program approach based on the strategic needs of the business. But critically, that has to flex, change, and be customizable to team and individual need.
Mm.
Yeah. So I think it's important to have both and in that sense.
Yeah.
Because it's not one size fits all, you know, and you'll have heard the term sheep dip around learning programs. Everybody go through the program and everything will change. Well, everyone goes through the program and hardly anything changes, yeah? And that's because one size does not fit all.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier how difficult it is now for firms to grow. What's your view on differentiation, Ravi? How easy or hard is it for a professional firm to stand out from the competition?
The simple answer, and it's not rocket science, increasingly more difficult, yeah? Increasingly more difficult because everything is out there. Information is easy for people to access. And I hope this doesn't sound disparaging in any way, but if you looked at many of the websites of firms in any industry, not necessarily accounting or professional services, you could just change the names and they'd all come across the same way, right? Everybody says the same thing. You know,
yeah.
We know all this. We have this expertise. Our people are the best, though. How do you differentiate? The only way I know, and I'm sure many people have different ways, is differentiation is specific and relevant to the situation, right? So you can't differentiate, and here we go, broken record, unless you know the client and what's important to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Differentiation is about addressing the very specific, particular things that are really, really important to a client in their situation at a particular time.
Yeah, that's very good. And are you hinting there, Ravi, that you are a fan of the word niching or specializing, or do you still advocate a generalist approach?
I think that the way the world is going, specialism is inevitable.
Because you can't go deep with the client and their needs and their industry unless you specialize.
Yeah, there's two sides to this, Rob. One is subject matter or technical expertise specialization. The other is client side, right? Industry side specialization. Now, I'm an advocate of saying in your area of expertise, specialize, because in order to be truly good at something, it's that old 10,000 hours thing, right? Mm. Where you've got to spend a lot of time in a particular area to become good at it and not be someone who just scratches the surface. When it comes to the client side, you specialize as required, but you need to be broad in the sense of understanding a lot of things. I have a consulting background, and one of the greatest values I always felt I brought as a consultant was I'd worked in so many clients across so many industries that my learning was transferable, right? Because there's group thinking in certain industries, you know, everyone's thinking the same way, and you walk in from outside with a different idea and come across as some kind of guru, but actually you're not. You just came from a different place where the thinking was different.
That's an excellent point, because some accountants say, why should I take advice from a non-accountant to teach me how to run my business and grow? Well, it's actually that external perspective that gives you something that you're not getting now.
I couldn't agree with you more. I am a huge fan of being broad in that sense, right? A lot of the learning I've had are from people entirely disconnected from where I am at the time. And it opens your eyes. I'm always amazed by how differently people think, you know, and how entirely different their perspective can be to ours. But if we just stop for a minute and listen, lots of interesting, inspiring thoughts emerge.
You know, you're very passionate about what you do. Ravi, what is it that you love most about your role now?
Oh, God. I suppose if somebody said, in terms of business, what are you about? I would say I'm about performance and growth. So in this role, I get the chance to drive business performance and grow. Rain Group, we're globally recognized as a top 20 sales training company, but our market share potential is huge. And I'm the guy who's lucky enough to be sitting in the seat in the UK and Ireland to drive that growth. So I love the opportunity to do that.
Yeah. And do you have a personal philosophy for success?
My personal philosophy actually is make a positive difference and enjoy the journey. Yep. So every day is that. The other piece for me is do something you're passionate about and do it well and everything else follows. Yeah. So those are the things that keep me on track and hopefully keep me successful going forward.
Yeah. And how can we motivate people like accountants to start to love selling and love personal development so that they can enjoy the kind of things you and I love doing?
Well, I think the way to love selling is to turn it on its head, to say, this is about me bringing greatest value to my client with the expertise I have. And the way to do that is to convince the client that I and my firm are the right people to be working with going forward. Now, selling is not something you do separate from your expertise. It's intimately tied into your expertise, yeah? Because ultimately, that's the value you're delivering.
Yeah.
So I think as soon as people see that connection, and by the way, these are great conversations at the beginning of many of our sessions, then there's that aha moment and, you know, the S word is no longer a barrier. It's actually an inspiration.
Yeah. What questions do you ask people that lead accounting firms and big professional firms, Ravi, to get them seeing that they need to focus on business performance and growth?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's a wide question, but some of the things I ask about are what they see as the potential within their existing market and customers, right? And how well they think they're addressing that. I ask, when was the last time a customer actually took the effort to contact you or write to you and thank you for inspiring them to do things in a different way, for example? I ask them about how many people in their organization they would consider as people who bring new business or grow business. Yeah? And that's the kind of thing that gets people into the frame of mind of thinking about what the possibilities are.
Yeah, definitely. What frustrates you most about your job? There are no perfect roles. We get that.
What frustrates me more about my job? Well, you're wrong, Rob. Mine is.
Have you got the most perfect job in the world?
I might have the most perfect job in the UK and Ireland at this moment. I have to say, I'm probably at the stage where we haven't got enough frustrations going on. If I was to say one thing, it's not a frustration, it's more of a challenge.
Yeah.
Getting really good people onto the team is a real challenge, yeah? Because in our business, we look for this kind of real elusive mix of capabilities, you know, and experience. Yeah, we look for people who have good business backgrounds, who have had huge success in sales, building organizations, and all the rest of it, and who have the ability to communicate that to other people and inspire people and all of the rest of it, right? So they're a bit like unicorns to find, to be honest.
It's so true. Ravi, you mentioned earlier the generational gap. Are you seeing a different approach to learning and development selling as these millennials come through and some of the baby boomer traditionalist old school are perhaps moving up and on?
Yeah, there is a change, and it cuts both ways, actually. There's positives, but there are also negatives. A lot of the work we do at Rain Group, although it's part of a blended approach, is firmly based around workshops, classroom style, development work. There is sometimes a challenge with millennial groups in approach and attention span to that sort of interaction. Although our approach is very much experiential, so that tends to overcome that. But there is a change. Yeah? People expect a lot more bite-sized approaches rather than spending a day or two in a workshop environment. Having said that, the positive side of it is I'm seeing a lot more young people walking in wanting more, wanting to know more, with a real hunger for how do I make myself more successful, right? Yeah. How do I climb the ladder faster, whatever it is.
You talked about expectations there. We know that client expectations have gone through the roof, haven't we? This idea of what was good tomorrow is just average today.
Yeah.
How do professionals cope with delivering on that?
One of my favorite books is Stephen Covey.
Oh, yeah.
Seven Habits. Mm. One of the habits is sharpen the saw. And fundamentally, that says always be improving. In order to just stay in the same place nowadays, you need to be improving. And by that, I mean continuously be reading, experiencing, putting yourself into challenging situations, take on more than you feel capable to deliver. And you'd surprise yourself, right? But what you can do, always push yourself to the next stage.
And the professionals that can't or won't do that, where do they end up?
They drop by the wayside, but I think they sit in the vast set of troops that just do the daily grind, right? Mm. What's the point of that? And I would hope most of the folks listening to this are not in that category. But certainly, I personally find that sharpening the saw, pushing forward all the time for you know, continuous improvement, learning and so on, is fantastic. It's a really fun way to live your life. It has a great benefit in also helping you with your career and everything else.
This is great, Ravi. If people want to find out more about the great stuff that the Rain Group are doing and fancy a conversation with you, what's a good way for them to reach you?
One of the best ways is actually to connect through our website. We have a very well-oiled machine for handling inquiries and so on. If you look at our Rain Group website, we're very generous people, I have to say. We put a lot of material out there because we believe it's good for clients and potential clients to see what we do. And people can download research papers and all of those good things. And while you're doing all of that and looking around, you can also get in touch with us through our contact us form. We also have a phone number in London, which you can find on our website. But generally, drop a note through the contact us form and we'll be in touch with you as soon as.
Yeah. And what do Rain do differently or better than your competition?
I think it's a number of things. Number one is all of our material, as I said earlier, is based on real world research, which is continuing. We have the Rain Center for Sales Research, a team that is continuously looking at what is new, what is emerging, what's challenging, what's working in the world of sales performance. And we keep bringing that into our programs and developing the thinking. So that's one. The second one is the approach we tend to take to learning and development is very much real world, meaning it's not theoretical. It really connects into our clients' situations, what they're trying to address. And it addresses both sides of the equation, you know, process, method, all of those things, but also the soft skills, you know, how do you actually interact, all of that good stuff around building relationships, rapport, connecting with people, all of those things. So the blend means that people can actually work with these things in the real world.
Well, Ravi, I've really enjoyed this today. Would you leave us with some words of encouragement and hope for the accounting professionals listening that really want to up their performance and upskill and be much better in their world?
Oh, yeah. Every day, look for something new to think about and develop. Every day, spend a significant amount of your time learning about your client and understanding your client. And the final thing is, get in touch with Rain Group.
Well, I'm not going to push you back on the fact that accountants don't have any time to do all of this stuff, but you're absolutely right. Ravi Fernandez of the Rain Group, that's been superb. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You've been listening to Accounting Influencers, the podcast for accounting leaders and influencers who want to know exactly what makes the good firms great and the great accountants world class. For show notes on today's and other episodes, plus some great blogs and resources to help accountants lead, sell, and perform at the highest levels, go to bdacademy.pro. Until next time, have a fantastic day.